In North Baltimore, there is a small body of water created by a dam. This is Lake Roland Park. It's a place where, as the pandemic upended everything, musician Marcus Brown would come to clear his head, literally to go touch grass or a tree.
You can have your own space. I would go on dates here. I would just come here during the wintertime alone, like a psychopath. Like, there's like a tree down here I love.
Marcus Brown grew up in a neighborhood nearby, though he says he didn't come here back then when it was known as Robert E. Lee Park.
But I think we just drove by it all the time. I was like, oh, there's a racist park.
The short version of what happened next. Brown moved away to music school, came back to Baltimore, left again for Los Angeles, came back to Baltimore again, and the whole time he was trying to make music. But to do it, he had to support himself with a slew of different jobs. Working at a barber shop, a bookstore, a grocery store, teaching tennis as a videographer. And the one thing that broke through after nearly a decade was made during COVID, while he had COVID, literally in his parents' basement as a one-man band. He called the project Nourished by Time.
Just draining the sponge, you know, like, the whole day, I'm just living life, doing things, meeting people.
Brown described his work as a musician as being a conduit for what he's lived through. His job is to get his skills up to where he can just let his subconscious flow through him.
You don't want a vessel that sucks. You know, like, if I'm a spirit trying to find a vessel, like in Space Jam, when, like, they were trying, like, they found NBA players to take, like, they didn't find me, you know what I mean? It's like, they're like, yeah, I'm going to find Charles Barkley and take his body. Yes, yeah, it's the same thing.
The way his music comes out is hard to describe because it blends so many styles together. You can hear that on the new Nourished by Time album. It's called The Passionate Ones. I saw you my deja vu. You're running. Marcus Brown recently moved to New York City, but we caught up with him here in Baltimore by the dam in Lake Roland Park.
You've said in other interviews that Baltimore is really at the heart of your music. You've described your music as working class music. Can you say a little bit more about that?
Yeah, I mean, I say a lot of things I disagree with, even if I say so. Sometimes. But, like, Baltimore definitely, I mean, it gave me so many experiences as a kid. I know what it's like to, like, drop my friends off at, like, you know, their home, and it's just, like, a bunch of dilapidated, you know, homes, or, like, just go to my grandmother's house, and it's just, like, the same street that's just been, like, run down. But, you know, at the same time, it's, like, I know what it's like to go to, like, fancy French restaurants that are, like, 10 minutes away, and, like, you know, like, all these other things. And I guess I never want to only minimize Baltimore as, like, a working class experience, but it definitely is a working class city. It's a post-industrial city, and I'm inspired by the people there, and I'm inspired by, like, yeah, some of the negative experiences that I've had here, but also, like, you're never gonna find, like, more creative and just more interesting and, like, intelligent people that probably don't know they're those things, that don't identify as that, like, but they are, you know?
As we're kind of having this conversation about labor and work and value, I do want to ask you about the song 9 to 5, because that so clearly is in that world. Can you tell us a little bit about the song?
So I was working at a Barnes & Noble for a year and a half, saved up like $5,000-$7,000. And then I moved to L.A., and I moved here to be an artist. And now I'm realizing I can barely afford it, and I'm spending all my time going to work. When I get home, I have to record and, like, make music for at least 2 hours, 2-3 hours. And so I'm recording from, let's say, like 11 to 2, you know? And I'm just doing that every day, but I'm not really meeting people like I would rather be. And so, yeah, 9 to 5 was basically just, like, what I was going through when I was living in L.A. Oh, brother, it's a hateful life, and I got two choices, either left or right. Musically, I was just like, I wanted it to just be, everyone's like copying, like, Baltimore, like, dance music now, or like like Baltimore club music, and I just wanted to like do it in a way that like I thought was genuine to me, but also like pushing the music forward. I wanted to do my version of like Dance My Pain Away.
Dance my pain away, I got problems. Dance my pain away, I got problems.
You're saying real over the club beat. Like Dance My Pain Away is like something like Bill Collectors. Like you know, like he's talking about like his family life. He's talking about just like pain. You know, the whole song is pain. And like I always thought that was the balance of dance music, you know, like we're dancing, but we gotta earn it, you know, sometimes.
Make music, young fella!
The album's called The Passionate Ones. Why'd you pick that name?
It's based off just like the Beautiful Ones. Prince is the Beautiful Ones from Purple Rain. I always was really struck by that title. But also just like The Passionate Ones is something it's very universal. You know, it's not, it's just really anyone with a dream or anyone with a fire in their heart about anything. And that's really who I'm talking to.
I wanna see you like a flower. Gotta get it down low in the mud.
What has changed for you since your past albums came out? Has anything changed about your process? Do you still have total control over every bit of the music that you're creating in the way that you did when you started?
Yeah, creatively, yeah. I'm always just competing with myself in that regard.
What is it like having that level of control over your music, your creativity, the final product? Is it more daunting, freeing? Is it intimidating at times?
That's a really good question. I think for me, it was really important for these first two projects for it to be very DIY and for it to be like more relatable and more just like, you know, let's see how much we can do, you know, like with a concept. Even with the next album, like I'm probably gonna work with other people more. Like it'll probably be more collaborative, like in the future, because like I'd never want to be just like an echo chamber of my own ideas and thoughts. And like I can progress for sure, but like I am seeing the pros and cons of collaboration.
How long are you? I've checked those words, when I can't see my reflection.
Thank you so much for coming out and spending some time with us. This has been so fun.
Of course. No, yeah, thanks for coming.
Musician Marcus Brown, his new album, As Nourished by Time, is called The Passionate Ones.